From the Illinois State Water Survey at the University of Illinois Prairie Research Institute, this is Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford. We had one more beautiful weather week across the land of Lincoln. Average temperatures this week range from the high 50s in northern Illinois to the mid 60s in southern Illinois, between 5 and 10 degrees below normal. We've had a top 10 coolest start to September on record across the state, including the third coldest on record in Springfield and Moline. In Rockford, only September of 1924 had a lower average temperature in the first 11 days of the month. And so ends the good news. The other side of the cool weather was another bone-dry week. Total precipitation this week ranged from around a half an inch in some parts of east central Illinois to nothing in western Illinois. The very dry start to September follows the sixth driest August on record statewide. Last month was the driest August on record in many counties in south central Illinois, including Christian, Coles, and Jersey County. Clinton County had only 0.13 inches of rain the entire month of August, which was less than a quarter of the amount in the previous driest August there. The incredible dryness sparked flash drought in southern Illinois, illustrated by large expansion of moderate and severe drought in the region this week's U.S. Drought Monitor. Meanwhile, late summer dryness only added to what has been a very dry year in east central Illinois, especially in and around Champaign and Piatt counties. The late season drought mostly clipped the growing season and therefore somewhat limited agricultural impacts, but it has significantly affected our waterways. We are seeing extremely low flow on the Kaskaskia, Sangamon, and Mackinac rivers, among others. Looking ahead, the next week looks bone dry again across much of southern and central Illinois, and temperatures are expected to climb into the upper 80s and low 90s for several days. That combination of heat, dryness, and low humidity will accelerate drought impacts and significantly increase the risk of field and wildland fires. The dry forecast does mean that producers do not have to rush into harvest, though, so it's definitely worth taking an extra day to make sure equipment is running properly, is clean, and that there is a plan of action in case of an ignition. This is Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford wishing everyone a happy, healthy weekend.